Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today we are being joined by the Dallas County Sheriff, Adam Infante. And Adam, as always, really appreciate you taking the time to join me today.
No problem, Shaquan. Thanks for having me on.
You are absolutely welcome, as we are going to talk about a few things here. As a new bill that is now in effect is Iowa's hands-free bill. And so I know this is talked to several senators and stuff like this, or legislators. And so can you kind of, you know, from the law enforcement perspective, kind of share what this bill all entails to kind of get people familiar with what it is?
Yeah. So this bill has been in the legislature for many years, and it finally passed kind of traction this year to go through. But essentially, it takes your cell phone completely out of your hands while driving. So you cannot hold the phone. You cannot scroll on the phone. You can't dial phone numbers. And they're encouraging people to move to Bluetooth technologies so that you can operate your phone, but not with your hands. That's basically what the law is. No texting, obviously, no watching videos, that kind of thing. No checking emails. If you see a cell phone in somebody's hand and they're driving, that's a violation.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, thanks for going over that. And can you talk about maybe what kind of penalties will be enforced by law enforcement if they do catch you in the act?
Yeah, so for the first 6 months, the law requires that warnings be issued. We're trying to correct bad behavior before enforcement, like formal enforcement, begins. And after January 1, 2026, citations can be issued at the discretion of the officer or deputy. So I think it's a $100 fine, but warnings for the first 6 months, and then after that, the tickets are allowed.
Well, thanks for talking about that. And I know maybe, you know, it's hard to gauge, obviously, to know how many accidents are maybe related to cell phone distraction, but I gotta believe devices in general, I gotta feel, are really up there with the likes of drunk driving and stuff. Just it's something that I feel, especially technology today and cell phones just becoming more and more prevalent, that more and more drivers, I kind of see sometimes, you know, driving by and looking down at their phone. So, I mean, maybe just kind of encourage people to you know, really kind of set everything. Or it's not even texting. Sometimes it's, oh, I got to change my music on Spotify, or pull up maps, and maybe just talk about getting all that stuff set before you start driving.
Absolutely. I think you just hit the nail on the head there. Trying to get that stuff sorted out before you start driving is always your best bet. And you're also welcome to pull over off the travel portion of the roadway and take a second to do whatever you need to do. It's not just texting and driving. They call it distracted driving for a reason, whether it's putting on makeup, eating, or a dog on your lap. You know, there's lots of different ways to look at distracted driving. This bill specifically targets the phone, but driving in general, you should be careful and focus solely on what you're doing. I don't know how many accidents are caused by texting and driving off the top of my head, but I do know it's increased dramatically over the last few years. And just like you, me driving down the street in my car, I see people distracted while they're driving all the time as well. So hopefully this will curb some of that behavior.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Again, we're speaking here with the Dallas County Sheriff, Adam Infante, for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. And so, Adam, thanks for talking about that. And now we'll kind of switch topics here. Obviously, I know, you know, you go to a lot of the Dallas County Supervisors meeting, and there's been talks of the criminal court building. I know this was on the ballot last November and it failed. They're planning to put it back on the ballot for this November. Can you talk about what difficulties maybe the sheriff's office is seeing that the proposed criminal court building could either help mitigate or perhaps solve?
The courthouse is an interesting topic. A lot of people have some strong opinions about it. You know, we are one of the fastest growing counties in the country, certainly the fastest growing in the state of Iowa. And managing that growth is a huge problem for the Board of Supervisors. They only have so many round holes, and they're trying to stick a bunch of square pegs in them, right? So there's a space needs issue in Dallas County, and the courts is one of them. I don't exactly know the details on what the space issues are with the courts, but as far as the sheriff's office is concerned, we would prefer a courthouse with a more secure holding area for our prisoners. Right now, currently, they sit in the gallery in courtrooms amongst the public, all of them together. And most modern courthouses have holding areas, not quite like a jail, but a room secluded and protected for inmates. And we take them one at a time from those rooms. And that's what our desire would be with the new courthouse. We'd also like to have a say in the security of it, since that's one of our mandated duties, is to secure the county courthouse by Iowa code. Our current courthouse is beautiful building, but it's just not expandable. You can't add on to it, and you can only reconfigure it so many ways on the inside. But a more modern solution, I think, would be beneficial for security of the inmate and security of the people entering the courthouse. From our perspective, those are the two main issues. But having said that, in my opinion, it's not an emergency for us. We can get by if we have to.
All right. Well, thanks for sharing your stance on that. And then another thing that is going forward is the evidence storage building and firing range. And so talk about maybe benefits of having both of those structures for the Dallas County Sheriff's Office.
We actually have an evidence building right now. It's north of Adel, and the county facilities, the guys who maintain the buildings and do the mowing and snow removal and all those sort of things, I've taken it over the past couple of years because they don't have a space for themselves either. It goes back to the last conversation. We sometimes get really big cases. Last year, we had a burglary case with a truck full of stolen property. We don't have a space where we can just empty all of that out and secure, because it is evidence, right?
Mm-hmm.
Without kicking facilities out of our building. So the Board of Supervisors agreed with me on this and decided to give us a building next to our building, which makes it really nice and convenient, more efficient that way as well. And so we'll have our own large-scale evidence that also have some car washing capabilities and some armory stuff. Built onto that will be a shooting range, indoor shooting range. Right now, we use Perry's shooting range, but Perry utilizes that area for their water treatment, their construction projects. So a lot of times that area is unavailable, and we have to travel really far if we want to shoot indoors or outdoors even. We talked about an outdoor shooting range, but everywhere we considered, we got pretty significant pushback. Nobody wants a outdoor shooting range in their backyard.
Sure.
Weird.
Sure.
So we settled on an indoor range, and I think it'll benefit not only us, but the entire region. All of our other law enforcement officers will be able to use this range and train with us. And as you know, here in the last couple of months, unfortunately, that's part of the duties that we have. Sometimes we have to go to that extreme level, and I want to make sure that we're proficient in it. It's a liability on our people and in the county.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, definitely. Thank you for sharing information about all of that. Again, we have been speaking here with the Dallas County Sheriff, Adam Infante. And Adam, before I let you go, obviously, we're here in the summertime. Is there any sort of thing you want to get out to the public? Any sort of a lot of violations that you're seeing this time of year? Anything in that regard?
Well, you know, it's no secret that when the temperature rises, so does our call volume.
Sure.
The heat agitates people. So we see a rise in domestic abuse arrests. We'll see more alcohol consumption and more OWIs. So just be mindful of that. Be safe over the 4th of July. On our Facebook page, we will post here a $10 Uber voucher for any of those who want to utilize it over the 4th of July weekend. Take $10 off your Uber drive as a way to maybe help mitigate some of those issues. But have a good, safe, happy summer, and just be mindful of your neighbors and your family, and hopefully we can all get along just fine.
Absolutely. Again, that is the Dallas County Sheriff, Adam Infante, joining us for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. And Adam, really appreciate you taking the time to go over the hands-free bill and also stuff with the criminal court building and the evidence storage building and firing range. And as always, really appreciate the time. Take care, and we'll talk again soon.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
You are absolutely welcome. Our Dallas County program, always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.